Hi GWA Backstage, it's Irato again. This is the second questionnaire that I'm doing tonight. Let me preamble really quickly. If you haven't listened to the other audio, the other questionnaire that I'm posting tonight, I will give you a little backstory. I have been drinking tonight. I decided to do a couple questionnaires. It is 1 o'clock in the morning. I've been like scanning GWA Backstage for a couple weeks, looking for a few questionnaires that I might want to do to post online, and I just finished one that I'll be posting. This one is Quest for the Questionnaire. Again, I have been drinking. I feel really silly. If you don't want to hear me like stumble through this, make massive mistakes while reading and just be silly, then you should turn this off, because a lot of that shit will be happening, I'm sure. Otherwise, feel free to like try to stick around to the end here. So I'm gonna start now. Number one, how much time do you spend surfing the web, browsing Reddit on average? Like when I first joined Reddit, I feel like I wasted a shit ton of time, like scrolling through and reading shit and like watching GIFs and videos. I don't have as much free time now, but I absolutely find myself like, if I have 2 minutes or 3 minutes, sitting someplace or like standing someplace and fucking scrolling through. Even like GWA, when I first joined that, well, actually, like, before I joined that, when I was just a listener, I know, like, I had a little more free time, so I would listen to audios, so I would waste a shit ton. I don't have as much time now, but when I have a few minutes, I for sure fucking waste it on Reddit. Number two, what is your favorite website online? Yes, Reddit can be the answer. I don't know if I have, like, a favorite website. Maybe Reddit. YouTube is something else I use frequently. So I would say Reddit or YouTube. Number three, around what age should you start using the internet? I feel like I was a late internet bloomer. Because in our home, we had one computer. It was a desktop. In my mother's room. So, like, if you wanted to use the computer, you would have to go sit in her bedroom, in her space, where she could, like, come in and, like, look over your shoulder, like, leering over your shoulder, like, watching whatever you're doing online. There wasn't laptops in my home or cell phones. We weren't given cell phones. And even if we were, when I was growing up, they were not, like, smartphones. They were like regular phones where you do like type T9, you know, click through all the letters. So when I first started freely using the internet on my own, I would say it was probably in 8th grade. So it was what, 13, somewhere in there. I remember my friend and I would go to the computer lab at school, and we would like look at the lyrics for our favorite musicians, like our favorite singers and stuff. We would look at their lyrics, or we would go on AIM and like message with randos. Shit, I would have a heart attack hearing about any of the young people in my life doing, you know, it's awful. Number four, what device do you use most for browsing the web? My phone, constantly on that thing, like, wasting my fucking time. Number five, have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? I haven't blatantly told them about GWA. There is a person in my life, Okay, so let me put it out there this way. There is a person in my life, and we had some discussion about something, and I had told her that I had recorded audio. I had made audio recordings, I think is how I put it, for people on the internet. And, like, just broadly had said something about that, but absolutely did not talk about GWA like that. And then I do have a significant other who is very aware that I make audios for GWA. He hasn't listened to any of them that I know of, but yeah, it's the most general way I can answer that question. Number 6, if so, have you ever told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries? Okay, so I answered that question prematurely. again, yeah, my significant other does know about my audios. I try to keep an honest, open line of communication between the two of us. So, yeah. Number 7, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating. 8, 9, I feel like. Maybe a 9. I try to be sex positive, which stems from not having a sex positive beginning. It would be way too much to go into in this audio, but I try to be open and honest and talk about things and explore my own sexuality and encourage other people to do the same. So, there's that. Number 8, if you care to share, what is your sexuality? Straight, gay, bi, curious, heteroflexible, pansexual, etc. I recently felt like I could identify as bi-curious. But pansexual might be more close to how I feel, because I don't think I necessarily feel cut off about somebody based on their genitals, or how they identify, I think, is maybe a better way of putting that. I kind of just feel like if I like you as a person, then I like you as a person. If I'm sexually attracted to you, I'm sexually attracted to you. So, right? That's what pansexual is, right? I'm kind of drunk. So, excuse me if I got that wrong. 9, how often / how many times a day on average do you think about sex or masturbate? I think about sex a lot. I think about sex at least several times a day. I right now masturbate once a day if I can try to, at least several times a week. I'm a pretty fucking horny person, so yeah. If I could have sex every single day, or masturbate every single day, or do both every single day a few times a day, I would be a happy person. But life, you know? Life gets in the way. Responsibilities and all that. You know, being a grown-up. Number 10. Who is your favorite submitter on GWA? More than one. If you don't want to name names, you can describe your favorite audio by them. Oh, man. I don't want to name names. I don't think I want to describe their audios. I don't know if it was this question or the last one, because I'm buzzed / drunk, but, I have more than one favorite, and they know who they are, But yeah. Yeah, I kind of want to cop out on that question. I have more than one. A few of them have accents. Some, well, what seem like accents to me. Some do not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to answer number 10. Number 11, how many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both. I answered that in the last one almost. No, I said, I gave a general answer. I have had 3 sexual partners. I've had sex with 3 people. I should put that way. And they were all male. So... Number 12, who's your number one celebrity crush? I am super into Jason Momoa or Kim Namjoon. Those are my 2 top favorite celebrity crushes right now. So one is Jason Momoa, the other is Kim Namjoon. Number 13, do you drink or like to get drunk? What is your favorite? Beer, wine, cocktail, straight liquor? I am drunk, so yes, I do. I love getting drunk. What is my favorite? My favorite is I like wine. I like cocktails. I've been drinking rum and coke lately, and then for straight liquor, I would drink soju. Soju is one of my favorite drinks. 14. What is your favorite food? Something that you could never get tired of eating. Oh my god, I'm so fucking drunk. I love spaghetti. Pasta. I love pasta. Also love bulgogi. I would eat that and never get tired of it. 15. What is your favorite band, favorite song, album of theirs? Edit, if you have a hard time with this question, what was the last song you listened to? I love music. I struggle to name favorites because I love, love, love all genres. I will go with what the last song I listened to, is Use Me by Miguel. That was such a hot song. 16. What color are your eyes and hair? What color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? I have dark hair and brown eyes. I'm really boring. And then I don't think I have like a favorite eye color or hair like on my dream partner. I love hazel eyes. Green eyes, those are all beautiful to me. But really, I have such a broad spectrum of things I find sexy and attractive. 17. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, afternoon, evening, late night? I'm gonna go with all of those. They're all good for, like, different reasons. I think sometimes it's very sexy to, like, have a good fuck or, like, masturbate really early in the morning. Like, when you get up and start your day off right, I think it's sexy to, like, stop your afternoon and have a nice orgasm and then keep going and finish out your day. And I can have evening sex, too, so... I think it's a nice way to like end an evening or an afternoon. I feel like orgasming lately has been really good for relieving stress for me, so evening is good for that. 15. Are you a top bottom or switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? For the love of fuck, I don't know. I just enjoy being fucked, so. But I actually really like being on top, honestly. I come really quick that way. So, there's that. 19. Do you have any hobbies? I don't really have hobbies. Singing, dancing, drawing, woodworking, etc. Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it and how you got into this hobby. I enjoy singing I don't have time to sing lately in like any fun or like official capacity. I love to read when I have time. I enjoy doing things like hiking and things like that. None of those are hobbies. I'm really lame. Oh, writing. I enjoy writing. Let's do that. Let's go with that. Please share it and how you got into this hobby. There isn't really a story behind enjoying writing. It's just fun to like explore thoughts and get them on paper. 20. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good, evil, a little bit of both? I don't know. Super strength seems like it would be fun. And I would use it for good because I'm lame and boring. Bonus questions. Number one, when listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like, face, body, according to their voice? I do that. And it's not even like a conscious thing. It's subconscious. I subconsciously fantasize and think about it in my head. I was speaking to one person specifically, and I had mentioned to him what I thought he looked like. Is that creepy? It's probably creepy. He didn't say it was creepy, though. I'm talking too much. Number two, have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? How did that go? Like, not caught. Interrupted, yes. I'm just kind of, stopped, I guess. It's not really like a story behind that either. Number three, have you ever heard someone on GWA you could swear that you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? Again, you don't have to name names here. Yes, I did. I listened to an audio a month or so ago, and I thought I recognized the person's voice. That person is an infrequent poster. Like, that person takes long periods of time in between their audios, but I could have sworn that I recognized that person's voice. I would never mention it to that person, and I would never mention it anywhere else, and I'm sure I'm mistaken, but it's such an interesting question because I actually did think for a moment that I heard somebody. Anyway, that's it. That's that questionnaire. Thank you for sticking with my boring answers and listening to the whole thing if you did. I'm going to finish my drink and go to sleep because I'm drunk. Bye.